Welcome to What Am I Looking At?, a podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Catherine Baker, and I'm a professor specializing in the history of medieval and early modern art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving you insight into works of art from across history that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. So let's get to today's dive into the visual world on your radio. After a breakfast of croissant and café au lait, you head into the Louvre to explore their vast collections. Having already visited the big names, like the Mona Lisa and Wing Victory, you find yourself wandering in the sculpture halls. Rounding a corner in the section on French medieval and Renaissance works in stone, your breath gets caught in your throat as you are confronted by a 4-foot-tall image of a corpse. The rictus of the eyeless skull, framed in creepy curls of hair, immediately stopping you in your tracks. With leathery flesh still clinging to bone, creating a curtain of skin around an empty abdomen that reveals an intricately carved spine, the elegantly posed figure of death, with one arm raised and the other placed gently on a cartouche, is both horrifying and a little beautiful. Why would a thing like this ever be created? Much of the answer comes from knowing about where this statue was originally located. Made by an anonymous artist in the early 16th century, this striking statue originally stood in the covered walkways that ring the Cemetery of the Holy Innocents, the largest and oldest of Paris's gravesites. On land that is now occupied by a fountain, shops, and even a few restaurants, this enormous complex dedicated to death was dismantled in 1786. When the bones of generations of Parisian citizens were moved to the catacombs on the left bank. During its heyday, the Innocent Cemetery was not only a site of burial, however. Some visited for access to the open sky, as opposed to the densely packed housing of much of the city, while others came for scientific pursuits, including the famous anatomist Andreas Vesalius, who visited the cemetery to examine the readily visible bodies in the 1530s. In fact, it was around this time that our statue, also known as the Death of the Holy Innocents, was carved and prominently placed near one of the entrances. Certainly a demonstration of artistic skill and knowledge of the body, and the sculptor even included the infraorbital foramen on either side of the nose, the piece was also meant to be a reminder of death for anyone entering the complex. What we call a memento mori, these images became incredibly popular after the shocks of the plague that occurred in the previous centuries. Sometimes gruesome, sometimes humorous, they always demand that the viewer remains vigilant and living well towards a good afterlife. Because as the poem on the cartouche says, directly beneath the hand of death, there is, quote, no strength to resist who I hit with my dart. What Am I Looking At? Is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at A-State. Stay tuned next week for another exploration of art over your airwaves.